We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, was an incredibly prominent character in the history of the Muslims. He benefited humankind with his highly scientific achievements, many of which had never been seen before by humanity. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam's instructions in the acts of worship and transactions and his contribution in the field of legislation were amazing achievements that had not occurred before amongst the Muslim masses. And his eminence also had a positive and active share in the establishment of human culture and civilization. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, the son of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, an individual who was divinely appointed by the Almighty Allah, was known to have improved the general public lives of the people and the Muslims, and he was an individual, a divinely appointed Imam, a man from the household of the Holy Prophet, who enhanced human thoughts and discovered many of the secrets of this universe. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. So, dear listeners, we are humbly speaking about the dialogues of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. There's a very interesting dialogue that occurs between Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam and the Umayyad Caliph al-Walid ibn Abd al-Malik. So, one time, al-Walid ibn Abd al-Malik, he came to visit the city of Yathrib, or the city of Medina. And so his representative, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, was supposed to expand the Prophet's masjid at the orders of Al-Walid ibn Abdul Malik. And so when Al-Walid traveled to the city of Medina, he came to the Prophet's masjid and he saw that Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam was upon the pulpit and he was giving a lecture on geography. So amongst all of these great students and these aged individuals, elderly people who were learning from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, all of these hundreds of students, there was one very young boy who was about 3 years old. Now, this boy, of course, is Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, who was attending the lecture of his father, Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam. And so it was really interesting, while al-Walid was looking upon all of these students, he asked Umar ibn Abdul Aziz who this young boy was amongst all of these men, and Umar ibn Abdul Aziz answered, he is Ja'far ibn Muhammad. And of course, this is Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And so Al-Walid was astonished. He went over and he said, I want to ask some questions to this boy. So he asked the boy, what is your name? Again, this is Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, who's only 3 years old. And Imam Sadiq answered with complete fluency and eloquence that my name is Ja'far. And so then Al-Walid asked Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, do you know who the owner of logic was? That meaning, who is the founder of logic? And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam apparently answered that Aristotle was named as the owner of logic. His students and followers named him so. And then Al-Walid asked a second question. He said, who is the owner of Almaz? And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he said that this is not the name of someone. It is actually a collection of stars, which are called Dhul Ayna. And then finally, you know, of course, Al-Walid ibn Abd al-Malik was completely astonished that a three-year-old was able to answer questions in such a manner. He asked one more question. He said, do you know who the owner of Al-Siwak is? And so Imam Sadiq alayhi salam answered that this is the nickname of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, who was a companion of my great-grandfather, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And in this manner, Al-Walid ibn Abd al-Malik was amazed. He was astounded at the prowess and knowledge and sheer vastness of the knowledge of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, who was only 3 years old, again proving the fact that the divinely appointed, infallible, and immaculate Imams have a knowledge which surpasses the knowledge of all other people. This is Dialogue, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
And, you know, we have different narrations from the Imams, but I would like to summarize a very famous and a lengthy hadith from Umar ibn Hanzala, where he asked the Imam about a situation, and then he comes up with follow-up questions, you know, and this is where Imam is guiding. At this stage, do this and then do that. Umar ibn Hanzala's narration. Umar ibn Hanzala asked the sixth Imam that, you know, if there are two Shias who have an issue in matters of inheritance, they cannot come to you. You know, the Imam is not accessible, or they are in some other city. What do we do there? What should they do? Can they go to a judge appointed by this government of the tyrants? The Imam said no. Then what should they do? Imam says they should go and find out someone from us who is reliable and who has the knowledge of what we have said as halal and haram. And so the discussion goes on. You know, he says, you know, then we come to the point where we hear a hadith from you, and then we see that, you know, both the narrators are from your side and they are Shia, reliable. Then, but the content of both are contradictory. Then what do we do? This is the process of educating the companions during the days of the sixth Imam, how to handle the hadith and the problems and challenges which come in. The Imam says that then look at the two narrators. Follow the one who is more just, more erudite, knowledgeable, more truthful in hadith, and the one who is more cautious. Ihtiyat is better than getting into problems. Umar ibn Hanzala, you know, may Allah bless him, he doesn't stop there. He says, well, both are just, both are erudite, they are both are truthful, and both are cautious. in narrating hadith. Then what? Then Imam says that if both are just and accepted by the community, you know, that, yeah, then go and see who is accepted by the community. He says, if both of them are on that same level. Then Imam says, then look at the opinion which has a consensus in your community and follow that and ignore the isolated view. What do? We say, oh, four marajas say this is not allowed. One marja says this is allowed. I like this, I'll go there. Baba, you have to look at the consensus in the community of the ulama. Not go with the, you know, isolated views. This is the bala even these days. And then he goes on. He says, what if that two famous hadiths from your both you and your father has been narrated by trustworthy ones? Then he says, well, then see and compare both narrations according to the Quran and the Sunnah which has already been confirmed for you. See which is in line with the Qur'an, with a very clear verdict of the Qur'an, and the Sunnah which has been accepted, and see which opinion is against the Amma. Al-Amma, the Sunni view. He says, then you should basically discard the one which is against the Qur'an and the confirmed Sunnah, and the one which is according to the opinion of the Amma. You stay away from it. Then Ibn Hanzala goes further. He says, what if, you know, both ahadith has supporters among Sunni jurists, some of them also on this side and some on, there is a conflict among them also. And this is where Imam said, then see which one of these jurists among the Amma are closer to the rulers. They are part of the government's camp. You know, discard their side of the opinion and take the opposite one.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.